You're listening to the public feed of Carefree Highway Revisited, which includes only a portion of this conversation. To hear the complete discussion, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or see the show notes for details.
The first guest of the evening is truly a poet. He's an artist. He is a friend and an inspiration to anyone who I think who has ever played the guitar or tried to write poetry. Would you please welcome Gordon Lightfoot?
You've got time enough for two of us. What is mine, I will share. We've got things that we can do without, most anytime, anywhere. This is Carefree Highway Revisited, the show that celebrates Gordon Lightfoot's music song by song, a proud member of the FM Podcast Network. I'm your host, Mike Messner, and with me today is a fellow Lightfoot fan from Markham, Ontario, making his fifth appearance on the show, Michael Howitt. Michael, it's great to be talking with you again.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I've always loved doing these, and it's great to talk about our musical mentor, Gordon Lightfoot. So yeah, I love doing this. Thanks so much for having me back.
Yeah, you bet. And this is, as I said, your fifth visit with us. And since you were on the show last, you had a chance to attend an event at Massey Hall, didn't you?
Yeah, so it was in May of this year, and it was called Celebrating Gordon Lightfoot at Massey Hall. So we were lucky enough to get tickets. We were up in the very last row of the balcony of Massey Hall's, but Massey Hall is such a great place. So anywhere in the hall, the sound is great. We can see most of the stage, but yeah, it was a great night. I guess there was about 16 different artists, all Canadian as far as I know, and some of Gordon's contemporaries, like Mary McLaughlin, was there. Burton Cummings did a song. Sylvia Tyson did a song, as well as younger artists that have been influenced him, including Meredith Moon, his daughter, did a song. They call Massey Hall the House of Gordon because he's played there more than anybody else. So to hear these artists and their take on the song, on Gordon's songs, a lot of artists said it's almost like Gordon is here with us. And each artist kind of gave a story about how Gordon influenced their lives and their career and his songs. And it was kind of interesting to hear the song choices, like Dallas Green did Sundown, and Tom Cochrane did Requiem of a Sterald, and Meredith Moon and Sabrina Ryder did If You Read My Mind. But some of the secondary, like the deeper cuts that were cool to see, like my favorite was All I'm After, because it's kind of a deep cut. So to hear Julian Taylor do that, as soon as he started playing, I thought, I love that song. So I got so excited. And Alison Russell did Black Day in July. She did a great job with that. And
Oh, wow.
There was kind of a surprise guest. Nobody really knew what it was, but the two surviving members of the rock band Rush came out, Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee, and they did The Way I Feel. So that was cool. And so the Lightfoot band, his band is touring right now. And so they backed up the artists on the first set. The cool thing was that P.B. Charles on pedal steel rejoined them just for this one concert. He's not touring with them, but to hear Pee Wee Charles again in concert, like the pedal steel, especially on the Requiem of a Fitzgerald, like it just adds another dimension to those songs. And so that was special to hear. And Blue Rodeo, they're a well-known Canadian band, probably in the U.S. they're not well-known, but they backed up the second set. And then everybody came back on the stage together and did Summerside of Life all together, like a big chorus. So Yeah, it was a great night. It was so exciting. You can see it on YouTube now. And apparently, I don't know if you can get CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has a streaming service. I don't know if you can get that in the States, but you can see the concert on CBC Gems. So if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. It was a great night. And they were talking about making an annual thing. I don't know if that's going to happen, but to hear all these current artists, like younger than me, talking about how Gordon influenced them and covers these songs, it was great. It was a great night.
Well, it makes me wish that I had been there to see it. And of course, it was during the school year, so I couldn't get away easily. But that is amazing. I will definitely check that out. And I'll also see if I can get the CBC version of that. So thank you for telling us about that.
Yeah.
Now, you wanted to talk about I'll Tag Along, and we'll talk about where that fits in the canon. But I can tell you, for me, it's a simple, sad song about relationships, but it also leaves enough to my imagination about the status of that relationship. It kind of implies I will tag along. So there's potential for this relationship, whatever it is, to continue, to stay in touch with this person. And I also think of tagging along as being there for someone in a time of great sorrow. And I flash back to Christmas 2001, when I had just lost my job, and I did that 8 months after getting married, and I'd never been laid off before, and I was just destroyed. And I was at my in-laws and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, you know, what kind of an impression am I making on the family? And my brother-in-law came in and said, hey, come on, let's go Christmas shopping. And so we just went around this little town where my in-laws live, and he just took me out of myself a little bit. And so that's the kind of thing that I flashed to when I heard this song and when I thought about it. So why did you want to talk about it? What's the meaning that it has to you?
Well, I just remember whenever a new album came out from Gordon Recorded, I'd go out and buy it as soon as it came out, usually in Toronto. This was back when they had vinyl records. So the tradition here in Toronto is you go downtown Toronto, go to Sam the Record Man, or A&A Records was there, Music World. But Sam the Record Man was Gordon's go-to place. So you go to Sam the Record Man, buy the album. So get all excited and put the album on. And with a vinyl album, the experience is you got to put it on and listen to each track one after another, you know, let the record player play. So you play them in sequential order. So listen to side one and then flip it over to side two. So this was a different sound. I guess he kind of started a bit on Salute, synthesizers, keyboards, some kind of distorted pop type electric guitars. And
yeah.
So I'm listening to the album and I'm thinking, the production's really good, really polished. The songs are great songs. But I'm kind of thinking in the back of my head, well, this isn't the Gordon Lightfoot I'm used to.
Yeah.
So then I flip it over side B and it starts. And kind of the second last song, A Passing Ship, it's a little bit more like Gordon. But then the very last song on the album is I'll Tag Along. And it, and as soon as it started, I thought, yeah, this is the Gordon that I grew up with. So it kind of put me in a welcoming place. So that's kind of what drew me to the song. I kind of get with this album that since Summertime Dream, maybe the album sales weren't as strong as it used to be. And in the 80s, it was all about this was the sound in the 80s. So maybe he's trying to stay current. So he's changing his sound. You know, you want to evolve a bit. And so I get why he did it. But to me, I'll Tag Along is vintage Gordon Lightfoot, just the beautiful melody, the melancholy lyrics, and it gets the emotion going. And that's kind of what drew me to the song in the first place.
You know, there is some speculation that East of Midnight was going to be Gordon's last album and that he was going to retire at that point. Well, of course, we have to wait 7 years for Waiting for You to come out, but it's the last song on what some people expected would be his last album. And if he had finished up with that and we never heard any more Gordon Lightfoot, obviously we would have been cheated out of a lot of great music. But I think that song was a beautiful end to what at that point had already been a remarkable career. So I think that it's set in a perfect place for that, because it really is the old Gordon, like you said. Is there a particular setting that you would want to listen to this in, or a particular activity that you would be doing, or is this something that you could listen to absolutely anytime?
I think anytime. It's one of those songs that you want to relax to a bit. It kind of puts you at ease. Like, there's just a vibe to it. If you feel like you're maybe a bit isolated, whatever, like, don't worry, I'm there to support you. Like, I'll tag along. Yeah, it's just kind of a relaxing atmosphere. The way the lyrics are, I don't smoke, so I'm not smoking. I won't see smoke rings rising till they disappear. Don't drink tea, but at the same time, you know, just relaxing, maybe a glass of wine or something like that. Like,
For me, I could listen to this song anywhere at any time doing pretty much anything, which is rare for me. Not that I don't love all of Gordon's music, but I usually associate different songs with different times or different settings or different activities, just because they've hit me at different times of my life. Well, let's start focusing on the song a little bit. The Jennings biography only mentions the song twice, and in neither of those does it talk about how the song got written or where he was at when he was writing it or who it was written about. Do you have an angle on the origins of the song?
No, it's one of those songs, like a lot of his songs, there's a lot of information you can get. This one, I couldn't find much of anything, but I know that the Jennings book does point out that this song seemed to be a kind of a go-to song for Gordon if he was doing an appearance at a fest, whatever, and doing a song or two just solo. This seemed to be one of his go-to songs because the Jennings book mentions that after his 2002 hospitalization with the aortic aneurysm, that the first time he played in public since that episode was at the 2004 Mariposa Folk Festival, and it was a tribute to Gordon Lightfoot, and Mary McLaughlin was headlining it, and he played one song, and this was a song he played all tang along. So it must mean something to Gordon that this is a song he feels comfortable with playing just himself, and he enjoys playing it. So yeah, that's the only thing I got from the Jennings biography about this song.
I remember that reference very well, and was talking about his hospitalization and the fact that he lived to tell the tale was monumental. And it was a solo song. And really, there's just guitar and keyboard. I can't really hear anything else. We'll talk more about the instrumentation a little bit later.
Well, that's all the time we have for Here in the Public Feed. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, along with all of our other extended and bonus episodes, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or at fmpods.com. You can see the show notes for details.